We're continuing on Shurim on Binyan Ariel. We're on Daf Tzadichet on Ot Mem Dalet. Said Hitlabshut Atik Ba'arich B'der Pratut. So now we're starting to understand more into detail the Hitlabshut. And we're starting from top to bottom. So we're going to start about the connection between the connection between Atik and Arich. How exactly are they connected one to the other? So he says, Od Tzarichim Anu lehodia beze pratim nosafim. We understand more details in this. Hine itlabeshut deshevat achtone da'atik yomim toch achich ampin hukach. The way they fit into, like a hand fits into a glove. Ki shalosh rishonot da'atik kvar manu she'ein mitlabeshut klal. We know that the three top bechinot, three top sfirot, avatik, there's no alvasha whatsoever. That's keter chochma bina. Venishot begilui ve'en b'tachlit ha'elem. They're completely open, and there's no understanding of them whatsoever. Again, our understanding of the pasufim is when we get a connection with them via the malbushim, via the clothing, right? For example, you see a person walking down the street and he's wearing his army suit, right? You know he's a soldier. You wear somebody else, you see he's in construction, so you know he's in construction. A nurse. And so on and so forth. We can tell, we can draw information from what the person is wearing. That's called the malbush of the person. Same thing with the patsufim. We can understand and draw information, and understand the patsufim, identify them by what they are wearing. But, for example, if a person is not wearing the clothes, just civilian clothes, we don't know what their job is, we can't draw any information, we can't calculate anything from this person whatsoever. So same thing over here, the patsufim are understood via the halbasha of the parts of a tachton. So therefore, in a case where there's no halbasha, that we cannot draw any information. For us, at all intents and purposes, it's called a parts of behelim, and we have no idea whatsoever. And it's called Reshet Deloit Yada for that reason. That's why the Zohar, and by the way, the Kitvei Ariza is really basically a pirush on the Zohar. So the Zohar tells us a line such as Reshet Deloit Yada. Now what does that mean? So the Ariza explains to you, since there's no halbosha, we have no idea. Pshut kemashmo. והחסד גבוה תפארת דעתיק מתלבש מתוך הכתר חוכמה בינה דעך אמפין. And then we have the lower spheres, the Zayin Tachton is called, of Atik, which is Chesed Gvot Tiferet. First we'll start with the Chagat. That's inside the Chochma Bina of the Keter Chochma Bina of Arich. The gam she'achaga da'atik em besod yamin small be'emsa ve'ilu ashlosh rishona da'arich hem zutaratzu en kpeida ke'elion mitlabesh b'tachton mitpashet bo kifi esede atachton. So he has a bit of a problem over here because we know the zayin tachtonim of atik are in three different kavim. So let's start with the chagat. The Chagat of Atik, which is Chesed on the right hand side, Gvuah in the middle, and Tiferet in the middle, are like we said in three different kavim. They're going to go into the Keter Chochma Bina of Arir, but the problem is Keter Chochma Bina of Arir are one above the other. So that's going to be a bit of a logistics problem. How are you going to get three kavim into one kav? So he says, "En kapida." This is really Lashon HaRizal himself. We're not worried about such a thing, because we're talking about a spiritual power which is going to flow and find its way and gravitate into the necessary sphere that it needs to. Hine nishavu nahi datik ilabesh b'sheva tachton edarech. Now, when it comes down to the Netzach Hod Yisov Atik, they're going to go gravitate themselves down to the seven tachtonim of Arachampin. Lachen, Netzach Hod, להעתיק, מתחלקים לתלת הפחקים, שהם כנגד ירק שוק רגל. So therefore the netzer can hold ועתיק, the מחלק himself in three different פרקים, כנגד ירק שוק ורגל. Right, like a leg is split into three parts. וכן יסוד דעתיק מתחלקים, מתחלק תחי פרקים. Also, it's split into three parts, the Yesod. Yesod v'ateret. Sorry, the two prokim, because it's a short perek, it's a short ever. V'tlat perekim ilayin, dinahi, da'atik midlabishim mitoch ha'ga da'achapi. So the first three chalakim of the Nahi, which is the perek elyon of Netzach Hod Yesod, are going to fit into the entire chalakim of Chagat, Chetzi Gvuot Tiferet. Pchakim Hashnim, the Netzach Hod Yesod, the Atik Milavishim B'toch HaNa'i, the Arachampin. And the second chalakim of Netzach Hod Yesod of Atik are going to fit into the Sfirot of Netzach Hod Yesod Arich. Nishom Shnei Pchakim Atatin, the Netzach Hod Atik, הם מתפשטים למטה בגבול הצילות ונחתצים בראש הבריאה בסוד דד בהמה שהם סמוך לרגליים כנודה ועומדים שם בשני צידי המלכות דאר חמבים שלמעלה מהם. So this is really a sugya in Atik, and we come out with a bit of a problem here, because now we just filled up all the Zion, we filled up all the Sfirot of Arich. Atik was able to mitzlabish inside of them. But the problem is, the last two pchakim of Netzachot, the perek tachton of Netzach, the perek tachton of Hod, don't have what mitzlabish. So he says, it goes all the way down into the lower worlds without any halabasha, believe it or not. It goes into the lower worlds, into the world of Briya Yitzhak Sirah, and they're known as what's called the Sod of Dadi Behema. The Dadi Behema, the breath of the Behema. Now what does that mean? So let me just tell you. Dadi Behema, well, let's look over the page again and explain a little bit more. Page Sadik Tet. The Dadi Behema Elohim Menikim Umashpiim Shefa Lemalachim Shenoflu Libya Kidelech Yotam Adzman Triatam. So what's the role of these Dadi Behema, right? That we know a calf is yonek from the Dadi Behema of a cow. Same thing. Is that the Sfirot will be nurturing themselves by taking a yenika from the Netzach, the Perek Netzach, Atachton, and the Perek Atachton of Hod, and to be yearning from these two Prokim in order to nurture them and give them Koach in order to go back up into the world of Atzilut. Vegam, kasher nitkanim apatsufim d'Atzilut be'et ha'tikun, הנה לאחר שנולדו יורדים הם תחילה למטה בבריאה ויונקים שם שפע מתחי פוחקים תתים דנצר הוד אלו דעתיק ובכוח יניק הזו הם עולים ומלבישים במקומם באצילות. We know this happens not only for the world of Briya Yetziat Siyah are going to benefit from the fact that the lower Chokim of Atik are there, but also all the Paltzufim, believe it or not, even though they're Mesakin, they're Metakin themselves in the world of Atzilut, they have to go at one time, at the end of their Tikkun process, to go down into the world of Briya in order to be Yonik from the Dadi Behema, to give them Koach to go back up into the world of Atzilut. V'hina Yesod de Atik hu mitzpashed rak ad chazid ha'arachampim. The Yesod of Atik hu mispashet rag at chazed arachampim. We know the Yesod of Atik goes as far as the chazed. That's the way it goes. Misham hu mistayem, and that's where it ends. Or misham lemata yotzi mimenu chasadim v'gvurot she'em arod b'she v'yesod kedei la'ir b'sheirit parzuf arachampim she'em achazeh v'lemata b'galui kemo she'nishar b'zat Hashem la'alan. Now what happens to the middle perek, the middle ever, which is the Yesod? The Yesod we know is short, it has two prakim. It stops by the chaz, by the chest, and then it opens up. It's the only ever which has a nekiv inside of it. right, as we know, Buhushinaim. And therefore, what's going to come out? A koach, a shefa, which is called chasadim v'gvurot. And that also is going to do the process of, is also going to help the patsufim grow by receiving this extra shefa called chasadim v'gvurot. Next ot, memhe, said that tlat reishin shel keter d'atzilut. The three heads of the keter d'atzilut. We know that the Keter and the Keter is comprised of two patsufim called Atik ve'Arich, and they comprise what's called, they are called the Keter v'Atzilut. We know that the seven, we just learned that the seven tachtonot of Atik are inside of Arich. וכן אריך מלובש מהבינה שבגרון דילי ולטאטה תוך אבא ואמא וזון הצילות. And we know that אריך is מלובש, that means he is covered over by אבא ואמא from his גרון, which we find the בינה is there, by the גרון of אריך until the ציבור. And even זון is there from the ציבור עד רגליים. נמצא שמכל שמכל סביבו דעתיק ודעת הערך בין נשארו מגולים רק ככה בדעתיק וקטר וחוכמה דעריך ואלו הם סוד התלת רישים כניסקה בזוהר. Now it comes out that everything is covered over except the three spheres of Atik, which is Keter Chochma Bina, and what else is Megale itself is the Keter Chochma of the Keter Chochma of Arich Ampin. And those are, he mentions, those are the three heads we find in the Zohar. And when the Zohar speaks about the three heads, often speaking about it, the Reish Deloit Yada, that's referring to the Keter of Atik, which comprised of Keter Chochma Bina, that's the first head. And the second two heads is the Keter of Arich, and the third head is the Chochma of the Arich. And explains, כי גר דעתיק נקראים רשת דולוית יודה, והוא הראש אלינה והראשון, קטר ארחפי נקרא רשת אילאי, שהוא ראש השני, והחוכמה דארחפי נקרא מוחת סתימה, שהוא ראש השלישי. And the third head is called מוחת סתימה, which is the brains of ארחפי, those are the three heads. הנה, תלת ראשים אלו הם בחינת דא לגב מידה, דא לאילה מידה. Now these are what's called, the Zohar says that one is inside the other, one is on top of the other. What does this mean? Let's loma. Ki ha-chokhma da'achapim hu ha-rosh lishi. We know the chokhma, which is the brains of ha-chapim, is the third hand. Hu toch ha-keter, which is inside the keter, da'achapim hu ha-gulgolta, which is the skull. אבל הראש העליון שהוא ראש הדלויד לדה הוא למעלה מן הקטר דארחמפים. And the third one, which is on top of both of them, is the קטר of ארחמפים. שלוש הבחינות אלו נקרא עם תלת רשימות, all those are, that's what's called the three heads, להיות שהם לבדם מגולים מכל הסבירות העתיקה בארחמפים. לכן מהם עיקר גילוי הנהגה קטר דקלות האצילות. And this is the עיקר גילוי that we have from the world of Atzilut, which are the only ones which are not covered over. Next ot mem vav sed amidat svirot arachampim v'tam heyot bina shelo begaron. Hine kavav biyanu ki abina de arachampim ein el betoch gugal et arachampim v'chanan mochas smali kimo bekol shapatzufim ela mekoma hu begaron de arachampim. Interesting enough that usually we find, you know, in your head we have the right brain, left brain, and often we find the middle brain, but that's. Interesting enough, when it comes to the part of Arachampin, we find that the Bina, his left brain, is in his throat. Very unusual. And the Arizal and also Tzchaim explains to us in other places that is an unusual fact, and that only is by Arachampin. Now, what is the reason for that? והטעם לזה הוא כי כאשר נשבור הכלים לשבת תחתון לדנקודם, when the זין כלים of the זין תחתון of נקודם broke, נתבטלו אחוריים דאבא ואמא. אבא ואמא זה אחוריים broke. Nivgamu achrei nai shel keter, and automatically that's propelled a domino effect, and therefore the achraim of the nai de keter also broke. As kasher gia b'toch tikkun, that's lot. When it's time to fix them, naaseh parzuv atik mechamisha sfirot rishonot de keter de ben. We know, as we said, we take a combination of Ma and Ben in order to make Atik. And what did Atik take in order to make his Pasuf? He took the five Sforot, Rishonot, the Keter, the Ben, which is called the Har of the Keter, the Ben. Now, Achampim Mechamisha Sforot Tachtone, the Keter, the Ben. Now, the Keter, the Ben also was shared by Achampim. He took the five, which are the five Achronot, the Keter, the Ben. Yotze mimele, shebechelko shel atik lo hayta shum pgam. Therefore, it comes out that by atik there was no bechin of pgam whatsoever. Excuse me. Ki achore nahi dekete shenifgmu hem bechelko shel achampim. Shenase machamish esfirod atachtono dekete de ben. Because we know the pagam, we know that the pagam that happened to Atik was the nai of the achoraim of Keter, hem bechelko shel achampim shenase machamisha sfirot tachtone de Keter de Ben. Because what happened was, when we speak about the Achorayim, the Nai of the Achorayim of Keter, which originally broke, what is that? Where is that Mokum exactly? That is from its source from the Ben. The five last Sfirot of Ben, that's where the Nahi is. And that is what Achampin took in order to make his Patsuf. So we find that there was already a chisorin in Arachampim at the original point of creation of Arich, that he already taken something which was chaser. It was chaser, because that's where the shvira happened for Atik. Arich Ampin, sorry. V'liyot Atik kol kach me'ule shme'olam lo haya bo afilu pagam ba'alma. When it comes to Atik, there was b'chlal no shvira whatsoever. Lachen kasher mitlabishim ha'shevet tachtonet shelo toch arachampim. Therefore, when the zayin tachtonim of Atik fit into arachampim, en koach v'bina the arachampim shi b'chinat din b'kol makom lisbol et godel oram shel zayin tachtonet de'atik amitlabishim b'arachampim. Therefore, when the Zayin Tachton of Atik go to fit themselves inside, like a hand inside of a glove, the Zayin Tachton of Atik inside of Arich, they fit themselves inside Arachampin. Lisbol, therefore, Arachampin cannot take such great lights. They couldn't take such a light, it was too strong for them. Therefore, what happened is that the bina, which was in the garon of Arachampin, went down. It went down to a further position to the head. And therefore, there was less light. Tochal bina Arachampin kamedam oro me'atam neviyot lemata betoch garon. Therefore, at that position, Bina dropping down to the throat of Arachampin, he was able now to take the light because it was further away from the source. הסיבה זו תמיד מתייחסת בחינת הגרון בכל מקום אל בינה. כיוון שהחמפים הוא כתר וראש לכל הצילות, וכן בינה בגרון, לכן גם בשעה פצוף ונקרא בינה בחינת גרון תמיד גוף הבטא ריש הגרירה. And therefore that is the rule, that is what happened. Now, this is a little bit of a complicated piece, so just for revision, I think it's good to do this piece again. So let's go over again. Mem Vav, again we're going to start from the beginning. Hine Keter Bi'alnu The kavab bi'anu kibina de archampim eininu toch gulgolet de archampim b'chinat moach smoli kemo b'kol sha patzufim ela mikoma hu b'garon de archampim. Again, we're showing the Arizal is telling us that the bina of archampim is no longer. It started to be, of course, the left brain is always in the brain, always in the head, in the gulgolta, but it fell down into the brain. The left brain fell down into the throat of Arachampin. That tamlizim. Now listen to the tam. It's a bit complicated. We're doing it again. Tamlizehu. Ki kasher nishburu akelim deshevata. Now let me be makdim a little bit. Now what he means to say is as follows: that we know that all the patsufim are made up of a combination of ma'uben. Those are the building blocks for every single parts of. For example, Atik takes on the ben side, right? He takes all the bechinos of the ma side. That's very simple. But on the ben side is a bit more complicated. So on the ben side he will take the first, which is called the har, and the gar and the dar and the zayin tsarim of the zayin tachtonim. So he's going to take all those elements in order to make his parts of. So again, he's going to take the Keter, he's going to take the five top Bechinas of Keter, of Ben. The lower five Bechinas of Keter, of Ben, is going to be taken from Arachampin. Okay, so that's clear. So Keter of Ben is split into two parts. Half is taken for the purpose of building the parts of Atik, and the second half of Keter the Ben is going to be taken for the purpose of building the parts of Arachampin. Okay, that's clear. Another point we have to be makdim over here is that we know the shvira of Keter, when he came out the Anayim, the Akid broke. Not at all close to whatever we have the shvira by the Zayin Tachtoni, but rather we find that the Nahi, the Netzer Chod Yisod of the Achoraim of Keter broke. Now, if I were to ask you, we know that the Keter of Ben, which we just spoke about, that's where the shvira happened in the Keter of the Ben, which part of the Keter of the Ben broke? So we said, the Netzach Hod Yisod of the Ket of the Ben broke. Now where is that located? If you have the choice between, we know that the Ket of Ben was taken by both Atik and Arich. So if I were to ask you now, the Netzach Hod Yisod broke, where is that located? That's located in Arachampin. Arachampin took five lower Sfirot. That is definitely includes the Netzach Hod Yisod. So therefore, the chisoron of the breaking happened dafka by Arachampin. Okay, with that example, we're going to understand what he says over here. V'atam lezehu, ki kasher nishbu akelim deshev tachtonim denikudim, v'nitbatlu achoraim de'aba v'ima, v'nifgumu achore nahi shel keter. Now what happened was a progression. First, the design tachtonim that broke. That affected the achoraim abba v'ima, and that also affected the achoraim of nahi shel keter. As, kasher giu toch tikun datzilut, when we came now to fix the world of atzilut, that means we're creating a situation of what once upon a time was sfirot and manifesting them into what's called the world of Patsufim. The Nazi Patsuf Atik, and we're going to create them by how do you make a Svira into a Patsuf? By taking again the combination of Ma Uben. So now Atik is taking from Ma and Ben. He's taking from Ben particularly Mechamisha Svirot Rishonot the Ket of the Ben. He took the first five. V'achampim mechamisha mechamesh sfirot tachtonim deketa de, he's going to take the lower. Yotzimim elish bechelko shel atik lo aita shum bechinat pagam. There was no pagam whatsoever. Ki achore netzah hod yisod deketa nivkemu hem bechelko shel achampim. Nasi mechamisha sfirot tachtonet deketer deben sheklalam netzar ho deketer. So he's saying as follows, that the chelik of Atik, there was no pagam there whatsoever, because he took from the five higher bechinot of keter deben, which bechlal had no question to it whatsoever. כי אחות נאי דקטע נפגמו הם חלקי של אח אמפים שנעשו מחמיש הספירות תחתונת דקטע דבן. But rather, what did Ach Ampin take? He took the lower five, and the lower five that's were connected to Ach Ampin, where there was the Shvira. Nechlalin denai the Keter. Liot ati kol kach meule shmeolam. There was no bechlal in Atik whatsoever. He took from the higher bechinot of, and therefore there was no pegam. Lechen, kashem itlavishim shebetachnon shelo toch achampim. En koach bina de achampim tihi bechinat din bekol makom lizbol et godel oram shel zayin tachtoni de Atik milavishim beachampim. Therefore, when now the Alboshe of Atik is going to come into Arachampin, Arachampin, which has a weakness in it, Bina, which is Dinim, cannot take the Shefa, which is coming in, the Hainu, Atik coming into the Reisha of Arachampin. Biyota omed karov lehem toh Rosh de Arachampin, since it's so close to the Rosh. Lachen, for this reason, Yada bina begaron da'achampin shesham eyota rechoka me'at me'arosh. Therefore, the bina has no choice but to lower itself and go further away from the rosh because the power of the light was too great for it. Kevan nitma ika o da'atik, and therefore, once it goes further, therefore the ikar ha'ara, the awe of atik is mimayit itself. Mitlabesh toch gulgalot ha'achampin, tochal ha'bina ha'achampin lekabel oro me'ata liot lemata betoch ha'garon. And therefore, since it moves down a position, then and now it could benefit the bina of ha'achampin could benefit from the shefa which is coming from atik. But let's see bazu. For this reason, tamid miyacheset bechinat garon bekol makom el bina. That's why every time we speak about the garon, you have to find we know there's a strong connection to the svira of bina. Why? Kivan de arachampin hu keter. Since arachampin is a keter v'rosh kol atzilut, it's also called the binyan av. Right? We see in the Gemara. We learn everything from the keter. He's a ratzon. He's the binyan. And therefore, since we find by the Keter of Atilut such a situation where the Bina is Yod HaGaron, you have to know in all positions when we mention Bina or Garon that there's a very strong connection between them. Bo Bina hi HaGaron, lachen gam b'shar patsufim nikra Bina b'chinat Garon. So when we mention Bina, you have to know it's b'chinat Garon. Even though we will not see the Bina in the Gaon, but you have to know there's a very strong connection between them. Why? Because the roots of the original Bina, which is Arich, is in the Gaon. Important to differentiate between that. The Bina of the rest of the Pasuf are not in the Gaon, but rather there's a very strong connection because the Shoresh of the Bina of Arachampin is in the Gaon. Tamid shetamid bekufa batar reisha greira. Because that's the rule, the gufa is bata reisha de greira. Because since the arachampin is the reisha, and everything comes after that is considered to be a guf, therefore the guf is nigra after the reisha. Yeah. ובדרך אגב יש להעיר כי הנה מצינו על רוב דבינה היא בבחינת מוח שמאלי שבראש ובדרך כלל we find that it's the left side of the brain דרך הבינה בינה היא בגאון בכניסגל אולם בכמה מקומות אנו אומרים שבינה היא בלב. Sometimes we find that the bina is referred to in the heart. Yeah, כמו שקבוצו בהקדמה השנייה של התיקונים בינה ליבה או בעל לב מבין. So we find these expressions that bina has to do with the heart, not with the brain. אבל על החוכמה כתיב, חוכמה זה חוכמה היא מחשבה מלגב. זה חוכמה הוא סנצאי. הנה, אם עירים שם בארחמפים, הייתה שפיר בפשטות של העולם איקה מקום הבינה הוא בראש, אלא שאר חמפים ירדה לגרון ומשם מאירה מתגלים לאב. So we're talking about Bina, it sounds, makes a lot of sense because it started in the head, goes down to the throat, and then it's מאיר to the heart. That's the connection between the heart and the Bina. אולם גם שהפצופים אף שלומד כך, כי ההבדיל בין המוח חוכמה למוח הבינה, שהוא החוכמה לעולם הוא השכלי מתפשט בבחינת חוכמה סתימה, אבל הבינה היא החלק של השכל המתפשט למטה בגוף, הגרון שבלב, בגרון ובלב, בגרון ובלב, it's מתפשט all down to the heart and to the throat. היא בחינת בינה שבלב, שעניינה הרגשות והתפעלות הלב. This is the feelings that we get from the heart. ומתלווה עוד בהבנת מוח כדי להנהיג עמידות, האיברים, עשיית רצון השם פועל. באופן כי שכל שכל הפשוט הוא, כי השכל פשוט הוא במוח, ואילו השכל עם הרגש מתוך עוסק עומק הבנה הוא בלב. But the deep understanding is in your heart. So that's the connection that we find מה מחזל, that the Bina is in the heart and also the Bina is in the Garon and also the Bina is in the head. All three are connected to one working unit. Okay, we'll stop enough and we'll continue next time.